This is Lena, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my show, Instrument of the Week. I am starting off strong with my first show of 2022 fall semester with the harp. We'll start with some songs that don't have as much harp, and then we'll gradually get to more that the first one actually was just to really introduce the beautiful music, the beautiful sound that is the harp. Okay, up next, that was Winter Allegro, non molto, composed by Antonio Vivaldi, performed by the St. Petersburg Symphony Orchestra. And up next we have The Rain, The Park, and Other Things by the Cowsills. Please enjoy.
Thank you. I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. She crept into my eyes. I knew I had to say hello. She smiled up at me. Then she took my hand and we walked through the park. Made me happy.
Happy.
Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere.
I love the flower girl.
Oh, I don't know just why. She simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the
sun. All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
She had
flowers in her hair. Or just a dream to me.
I love the flower girl.
Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
people gonna say? If you need a break, someone will take your place. People gonna try to tell you that you're fine with dollars in their eyes.
Oh, all again.
That was The Iconic Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyoncé. Honestly, one of the, quite a few times that Lady Gaga is just, blows my mind. So amazing. And of course, Beyoncé always blows my mind. Before that, I played Recess by Melanie Martinez, which I think is a very pretty song, and I really do enjoy it. I like when pop songs have the harp in them. I feel like it adds just a really floaty sense. I wish Telephone had more, honestly. Up next, we have Boogie Nights by Heatwave.
If you wanna boogie, 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 bo
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh.
We gave her everything.
Snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves. Struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She,
what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
She's leaving home.
That was Burn by Philippa Sue on the Hamilton soundtrack. I really like how the harp introduces that song. And before that, I played Harry and Hermione by Nicholas Hooper. It's from, like, the, I don't know, but the sixth, movie, I think. Half-Blood Prince. Yeah, that one. And, I mean, after John Williams, I don't really know the tunes of, like, any of the, like, background music to any Harry Potter movies. But I really, really like that little piece. I think it's just so gorgeous on its own. I just listen to it on its own. It's such a great mood setter. And before that I played She's Leaving Home by the Beatles. Oh my gosh, I think this song is so underrated. It's really one of my favorites by them. It's just, an amazingly told story. It's just a beautiful harp. So, listen to it again, I say. Next up is Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine. But before I play that, let me read you a very fast PSA for Food Not Bombs. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protect or protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent, direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, without further ado, Florence and the Machine.
Oh, Hitter, wig is hitter, ah. Hitter, here is hitter,
thank you. Magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells, it holds the key every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for everyone. Oh, 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 oh,
That was If It's Magic by Stevie Wonder, the classic. And before that, I played In My Groove by Michaela Davis, which I hadn't heard before. It's kind of a new song that I just found today, so glad to have found it. Before that, I played The Song by Lisa Hannigan and Lucy O'Connell from the movie Song of the Sea, which I am obsessed with, or at least I was when I first saw it, and I still love it. I will still watch it periodically. Everyone should see it. It's a gorgeously animated 2D film by an I believe Irish producer, a studio called Cartoon Saloon. They just have an amazing art style and like textures and way of storytelling. Really good stuff. Before that, I played Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine. Okay, up next we have Infotain Me by Ochre. It is an instrumental piece for all you trying to fall asleep out there. Until the next radio show comes on. So please enjoy it. I found it on where I find a lot of good music, which is on the game Little Big Planet. So please enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Infotain Me by Ochre on their album Lemony. This is Lena, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Instrument of the Week on this Monday night for Harp. Harp Week. Yeah. I was really excited for this one. I really like the harp. I think it's just a I mean, I'm just a huge fan of, like, things like harps and zithers and just, like, multi-stringed instruments in general. So, well, I mean, all, you know, most stringed instruments are multi-stringed, but many, many strings. So, I'm a huge fan. Catch me next week. Same time. Same channel. I hope you have a great night.